Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a book written by Max Greenfield, illustrated by Mike Lowry, and it is called I Don't Want to Read This Book Aloud.
It's true, you really don't.
I really don't?
Yeah, I can feel it.
You can be, you know what? Now that you say that, I don't think I do. I don't want to read this book aloud. On the back side of the book, it says, I don't want to read it out loud either.
You also don't want to read it out loud either.
Yeah, so when you say aloud, it means the same thing as out loud. Did you know that? It's true. So if you would like to say something out loud, you could also say it aloud. But that's spelled differently than the word allowed, like if you're allowed to have an extra cupcake for dessert. Isn't the English language kind of hard? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. But let's see what this book is all about, shall we? Today's book is read by Mommy and...
I am Steve. No, just kidding. I am your father. Just kidding. The guy who cracks jokes, just kidding.
The guy who cracks jokes? Oh, I'm so happy you're with me. You're my favorite person to have with me when we read these kinds of stories. Are you ready? Let's do it.
No, my real name. My real name is Chicken Nugget.
Chicken Nugget?
I tell too many jokes.
You do. I love it, though. All right, here we go.
Hello.
This book is meant to be read aloud. If it's okay, I don't want to read this book aloud. Again, and I don't mean to be rude, but I'd really rather not read this book aloud. Thank you so much. Is that the end of the book? Oh no, keep turning the page. Okay. Okay. For the very last time, I do not want to read this book aloud. And I don't want to read it out loud either. And it's dopey words like aloud that make me want to remain a silent. Ooh, yeah. Whose idea was it to read aloud anyway? It certainly wasn't mine. Oh. On the next page, we see something. It's an elephant. He says, it wasn't my idea. Ugh. I guess now is as good a time as any to address the elephant in the room. Hello, elephant.
Hello, says the elephant. I think I know why you don't want to read this book aloud. And I think you know why, too. It's because you're afraid.
Excuse me? No, duh. You know, they say elephants have the smallest brains of any animal. Smaller, even smaller than cats and snakes. And maybe that's why they inexplicably spell their name using a PH instead of an F. The elephant does not approve of my saying that. He says, hey, that's not fair. But when he says fair, he spells it with a PH too. Actually, you want to know the truth? I like PHs. It's true. Next to going to the dentist, reading a book aloud is maybe the most terrifying thing a person can do. Here is a list of other things I'm afraid of. Ding, an elevator. Zzz, a bumblebee. Purple vegetables, like a carrot or a beet. Why are they purple? So weird. Outer space? Do you know there's no air up there? Scary. Rodents? Definitely scary. Mummies? Oh, yikes. Eek! all of my teeth falling out. Now, obviously, if you're going to lose a tooth, but you'll grow a new one, it's not so bad, but I wouldn't want to lose them all. Oh, and I definitely don't totally trust the drain in the bathtub, but I'm not afraid of quicksand anymore. Also, my friend's older sister said she was scared of something called FOMO, but I'm not afraid of that, and I don't know what it means.
What's FOMO?
I do know what it means.
What is it?
It means fear of missing out. Just thinking about reading this book gives me a stomachache. Any number of terrible things could happen. I mean, what if I lose my place? What if a random thought pops into my head and I forget where I was? What if a nearby volcano erupts? We're right next to Mount Rainier. What happens? What am I supposed to do then? Start over? Start over. Start over. Just thinking about this book gives me a stomachache. Any number of terrible things could happen. I mean, what if I lost my place? What if a random thought pops into my head and I forget where I was? What if a nearby volcano erupts? What am I supposed to do then? Start over?
Why are those pages copies of themselves?
Well, you had to start over. And so we did. And then there's the sound of my own voice. Sometimes I'll stop and listen to myself when I'm reading aloud. This is always a mistake. This is what reading this book aloud sounds like to me. Ready? Wah, blah, 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 plunk. Yeah. A plum is a word I've never seen before in my life. I'm not even sure how to pronounce a word like a plum. What am I supposed to do when I'm reading a book aloud and I run into a word like a plum? Do I just throw the book as hard as I can out the nearest window? Because under no circumstances am I willing to humiliate myself and admit to the whole entire world that I have no idea what an aplomb is. And I will not ask for help.
I know what aplomb is. An aplomb is a joke that you try to say it, but it doesn't come out right.
Really? Well, the elephant has something to say. He says, I'd be happy to help. So glad you asked. A plum is a tricky word, but beautiful in its structure and usage. It means self-confidence.
And that's another defiance for
it. Another definition? Or assurance. If I were to use it in a sentence, I might say, you are reading this book aloud with great aplomb. Mm-hmm. I am never reading another book aloud again. Merely suggesting that I will read this book aloud will forever be remembered as an unforgivable act. The only thing I'm thankful for is that this book isn't a chapter book. Not even the most awful human being or condescending elephant would ever ask someone to read a chapter book aloud. Ooh, I made the elephant sigh when I said that. Just the thought of it makes me feel like I'm drowning in quicksand, which, come to think of it, I am still afraid of. So why is everyone looking at me?
Probably because we're about to do another chapter.
Oh, no. Chapter 2. Bravery. Oh, bravery is overrated. Also, what about the courage it takes to say, I am not comfortable reading this book aloud? I mean, just because some random elephant suggests it doesn't mean I should have to do it. And if the elephant doesn't like it, that's an elephant problem, not a me problem. I already told you it wasn't me, says the elephant. Go away, elephant. I'm on a roll here. Today, we stand up for the ones not so aplomb. We, the shy ones and the quiet ones, we stand up in supporting of reading to ourselves. We stand up in support of reading to ourselves. And maybe instead of reading aloud, what we should be doing a lot more of is listening aloud. Because if I can listen aloud to you and you can listen aloud to me, then maybe we can listen aloud to each other. And let the aloud readers read aloud. Let them read so aloud that it can be heard from ocean to ocean and sea to shiny sea. Because it isn't us against them or us against an elephant. This is about who we are and choosing when to use our voices once we've discovered them. After all, isn't the world already aloud enough? What does it say here?
Hold for applause. Hold for applause.
I'm holding. Thank you. The end. But for a second there, I didn't know if you were going to clap for me. That was hard. That was a really hard one. And it is, I guess it's a good thing that I am a person who does like to read aloud, right? And that, our friends, is the end.
Read this thing at the back.
Oh, there's a little tiny bit at the back where there's an elephant, and he leans in and says, "What happened? What I miss? Oh no! FOMO. Fear of missing out." Oh, don't worry, buddy. You didn't miss that much. Just the best book ever. And friends, I will post the link to this on my Amazon affiliates page so you can go and grab this book and laugh and laugh and laugh and trick someone that you know into reading it. Especially someone who is not very aplomb. Or maybe doesn't enjoy reading out loud. This is the perfect book for them. So I'll link it. You can go get it. And it is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.